We know what it is.
I'm glad we started early.
Yes. So we're at the Samach, well, actually, we're at the Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, but I'd like to review with you once again where we're holding and how we got there. Remember that we had essentially the general klal of Aveda, Vayelech V'Aveda Elohim Acherim, and then we have the specific nature of Hishtach Avoya, because it also mentions Vayishtachu Lahem. Besides that, we also have the general halacha of Zvicha, Zoveach L'Elohim Yechoram. Now this, both of these are specific mentions in the context of a general issue of Avodah Zarah, of Echa Yavdu, and Avodah itself, Avodah Elohim Achirim. Why is there a specific mention of these things? So we learned out that yesterday that Zvicha was a Yotzi Min HaKlal, L'Lamed Al HaKlal Kulo Yatsa, and it comes to tell me that Rikain Kol HaAvodot, any Avodah that would be done by Avodat HaMakom Bifnim, are the avodot that are being referred to in the general sense of avodah, besides the specific sense of echa yadu, to know how an avodah zarah is worshipped. So even there's a generic avodah which is called avodah, and that avodah is only the avodah pnim. Now it doesn't mean any avodah pnim, as we saw yesterday. It doesn't include Kabbalah Sadam, it doesn't include Halacha Sadam, but any place where the Torah refers to an avoda of avodah zarah, so balasich niskehem midam, so we see there's a concept there of nisuch abdam, of nisuch adam, which in our terms is zrika sadam, so that's the marker for it. On the other hand, we also had ishtach avaya, which is not an avoda, which was also yotzei min haklal. Now the Gemara said yesterday that Zvicha is Yotzi Min HaKlal to be Melameit on the entire Klal, which is the Mida B'Tzeirah. But Ishtach Avaya is a unique situation. It's not a Melameit Al Kol HaKlal. Because if it would have been a Melameit Al Kol HaKlal, then what in the world would we need Zvicha for? If we already know that Ishtach Avaya, which is not an Avoda B'Klal, and you're chayev on that, and it's derech kavod, so zvicha would be chayev on for sure. Therefore, must be, if it said zvicha, that zvicha is the thing that's defining the avodas, and ishtach avaya is something that is much more direct, symbolic of the relationship of an eved to its other, and so on, and therefore is innately a view of worship. It's the absolute worship. And therefore, it's a yotzei min haklal, but it doesn't define a whole category because it's so special. Okay. Now, we ended the sugya yesterday with an interesting kasha, and this was the kasha of Rabbi Baruch Hanan Labaye, and we'll refer to him again as we mention his name here, which is, what forces us to say that? Only the fact that if we would have known Ishtach Avaya, we wouldn't have had any need for Zvicha, Zoveach L'Elohim Yechoram, but that's not really true. Because there is also a unique element in the fact that avodah of a carbon is a sequence. You begin with zvicha, and you go to the kabbalah sadam, the zrika sadam, and so on. We have, when it comes to avodah bifnim, we have a concept called mechashvim mi'avodah la'avodah. So somebody is doing a shchita correctly, but his intent at the time of the shchita is to do, let's say, the zrika improperly, or to do the Haktorah improperly. So he can create Pigul or Psul of Kutz and the Komo at that time, even though he hasn't done anything wrong now. So who's to say that the Yitzia of Zvicha Min HaKlal is not specifically for that purpose? A man does a Shchita with the intent to do, let us say, the Nisach Adam. I'm calling it Nisach Adam because that's how the Pasuk refers to it here, and that's how our Mishnah incorporates the Zrika in Nisach. The Nisach Adam for Avodah Zarah. But he hasn't done it yet. He's only done a Shechita, which was not itself for Avodah Zarah. Maybe Zoveach comes to tell me that Zvicha itself would be sufficient to define the Avodahs to come, and therefore even now it would consider it to be possible. And then that now destroys our whole limud, because then we'd be left with saying that Ishtach Avaya adds anything at all that is done as an act of honor to the Avodah Zarah. It doesn't have to be absolute worship. And Zvicha comes to define this new halacha that those things that are bifnim can even be mechashvim mi'avodah la'avodah. Now, we discussed yesterday the import of the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on this sugya. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argued about mechashvim mi'avodah la'avodah exactly in this case. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says it's aser So that the animal would become aser ba'ana'a, would be considered to be tekrovat avodah zarah from the time of the zvicha, if he had done the zvicha in order to do another avodah. The Yisrael avodah shekukam, Reish Lakish says the animal is mutter. Now, the marker for Rabbi Yochanan was the fact that he was learning the din of avodah shekukam from the din of avodah b'fnim, and he was learning it from Machshev Spiegel. Just like the Torah is marvel agabi avodah Hashem mechashvim mi'avodah l'avodah, so too we could derive the same halacha from the din of Zavek Lalui. Without the drasha of the pasuk Zvicha, that's what Zvicha means, because it's telling us any avodah b'fnim rekin kol avodah kulam. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can taina that we have a no need for the word zoveya specifically, because we would know that from the avodas pinim, and therefore we're forced to say that the zvicha is the maximum that you would be chayav, except for ishtachavaya, just like we said yesterday. But according to Reish Lakish, who does not learn avodas kechavim from this thing, not mechashim avod lavoda, wouldn't the natural response be to say that the klal in the Torah of dovra hayotzi min haklal alamid al kol haklal kulo yatsa would be to maximize that? In other words, the ishtachavaya is ulamid al kol haklal kulo. So now you have a kasha, what do I do with the extra pasuk about zvicha? If I already know ishtachavaya, koshken I know zvicha. What I do with that is to tell me exactly what it was that Rabbi Yochanan had concluded from elsewhere. So Reish Lakish should have said, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, but from a different reason. But as a result of having said that, then of course he would have been forced to say that Ishtach Avoya is a new klal, Lamed Al-Kol HaKlal, and now any type of Avodas covet, such as Nishuk, Mechabed, Merabed, all of those things that we said before your Potter on, should now be included in Avoda through Ishtach Avoya. That is the problem that we ended with yesterday. So we're right in the middle of that, and let's just read it again from Heinicha, and that's Samach Halavom and Alam in the first line. So Heinicha, Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to learn according to Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't need the Zvicha for that, because anyway he knows that just like Avodas Pnim Bechashim L'Avodas, so too Avodas Zorah Bechashim L'Avodas, it's fine, you're right. We can't use Ishtach Avoya as the definition of the Klal, because then why in the world would we have said Zvicha? But according to Reish Lakish, we could. Because Boikra, we need the Zvicha to tell me the Dinah Mechashim L'Avodas L'Avodas by Avodas Kavodim. Maskev or Rupapa, what kind of analysis is this? Does Rupapa, anyway, what was Rabbi Yochanan, lo Boikra? What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? When Rabbi Yochanan said Asura, what did he say Asura? The act is Asura. What was the Asura? The animal is Asura, correct? So why are you saying that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't need the din of the definition of what Avodah Zarah is, for God's sake? Ad kam lo ka'as, Rabbi Yochanan lo be'imav, agav alav ba'ktalohu. Where does it say that this has a din of Avodah Zarah? To be mechayev a person in Avodah Zarah for an intent, ultimately, to be over Avodah Zarah? Who's to say such a thing? Maybe the only thing that the limud of the Avodah is from, it's from Pnim Lachutz, meaning from Pnim the base of English, Avodah Kechonim, it's simply to tell me that the animal has a halacha of Takrubis. Because you've already done a Zvicha, which has Shaykhis to Avodah Zarah. Doesn't mean you did the act of Avodah Zarah yet. So it may well be that the person would be potter. So therefore, if you're going to make this dependent on the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, who's to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't also require the Pasuk to tell me mechashvimi avodah l'avodah in terms of the chiyuv of the individual? Forget about the animal. I'm not talking about the animal here. We're talking about what's the din of someone who does such a thing. And therefore comes along now the pasuk here of Zvicha, the atakra by avodah zarah, the v'gavah l'ksala. So it's not dependent on the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Rav Avka Breder of Ika attacks the other direction. Reish Lakish, why according to Reish Lakish would we need a pasuk? What did Reish Lakish say? That we don't learn out the halacha of the status of the animal to be considered takrovis of a resort to the ulcer, the hana'a, from what the din is of the status of an animal that was brought inside the Shem Pigol at the time of the Zvicha for a haktara for Zvicha. What does that have to do with whether the person had in fact been obeyed of a resort with what he did? Perhaps Gavra bar Ketalu, maybe even Reish Lakish would agree that the person himself did Avodas Kochavim. I mean, it's a very common thing. For instance, Midadav Emishtach V'lahar. What's somebody falls down to a mountain? What's the din? Does the mountain become us or no? We learn out Elohim, 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 Elohim. So therefore, it's The mountain is not an Avodah Zarah, just like over here, the animal is not also a sacrifice Avodah Zarah. Does that have anything to do with whether the person who did the Avodah is chayav or not? He bowed down to an Avodah Zarah. What's the difference whether there was a concept of Isser in the Avodah Zarah itself? The Ovda B'Sayyaf. So he has normal chayav of Avodah Zarah, just like anybody else. In which case, you've made this whole thing dependent on something which I could look at it just as easily in the other direction and say that according to nobody, I know the fault. Okay, so we leave it at that. Although Rav Achim and Yitzchak Ravina, you know, I don't even understand what did Rav Baruch Hanan think that the disposition of the Tzukim would be. Let's say that we would have accepted what he said. Hishtak Avaya now was Yotzei to be Melamed HaKol HaKol Kulo, and any type of Avodah's Kibud would be considered an Avodah, you'd be Chayav Anishu, Kigifu, Farbotza, and so on. How exactly would I have understood the Tzukim, the other Tzukim? Let's say he said, okay? So now when the Torah says, Eicha Yavdu, it says over there, you're going to ask, how do these goyim worship their Avodah Zarah? So what does that come to tell me? That there's a halacha in Avodah Kidarkah. That's you need to know, is this in fact the way that the Avodah Zarah was normally Ne'evad? But when it's saying that, it's implying, and if it were Ne'evad in a different way, you would be potter. What way would that be, pray tell? To be mamayat what? I mean, certainly not to be mamayat any act that was could be construed as an act of honor, because that would already be included in Yishtach Havaya, correct? So what then would it exclude? Would it exclude an act of dishonor? Let's say throwing a stone at, or going to the bathroom in front of, both of which are examples of actual avodah, correct? So that's what you'll say. You'll say, all right, it's coming to be mamayit being po'erat small lazovchim. So now, if somebody goes to the bathroom in front of things that normally I do zvichatu, so over there, you'll say, v'echa yavdu, it comes to be mamayit that. Why is it coming to be mamayit that? That I already would know from Yishtach Havaya. Yishtach Havaya told me the nature of the klal. The nature of the klal is derech kavod. Yishtach Havaya is derech kavod. We're going to the bathroom in front of something that's not derech kavod. So my ishtachava derech kibud, after all derech kibud. So I don't need it at all, like Hayavdu. No, there is something that I can need. Do you know what I need it for? Lemuti ha-poerat smola merkulis. I might have thought that there exist two different categories of Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah where the vision of their worship is kavod, and there's the Avodah Zarah where the vision of their worship is to show that they bear whatever ugly parts of the world there are. Okay, so that would include throwing stones, any other type of thing that would be disgusting and would show an act of bizoyan of man to. Well, so that's the case. So I would have thought that perhaps a poner at smola merkulis, I would have said, look, it fits under the category of Avodah Zarah that I worship through doing acts that are sick to. So I might think, so okay, so choose whatever bizayon you like. And that would be the equivalent of Ishtach Avoya to these Avodah Zarahs. Therefore, for Mashmalan, it has to be that approach specific. Echa Yavdu, and there's no generalities in this. So all the Omar Rabbi Elazar, the nine lazoveach beimala merkulishu chayev. This is weird because no matter how you learn, when we look for a pasuk to tell me how do you know that you're chayev if you bring a korban to merkulis? Shinamar beloyes b'chu od et zivchehem la'siirim, which is in the middle of the parsha Shutechut. So we said, well, what does it mean loyes b'chu od et zivchehem la'siirim? I mean, I certainly don't need to know that you would be over on doing something kedarka. So therefore, I learn out, it ain't no inyan le kedarka, because after all it says, but ferush, echa yavdu, it's no inyan le shalo kedarka. So why would we need now a pasuk le shalo kedarka? Certainly, it's derech kavod, isn't it? I mean, so it said shalo kedarka, I already know from ishtach avahanatka. So why would I need a special pasuk to tell me that I cannot or Akhayev for bringing a carbon to Merkulis? Ah, no, what he was talking about was with someone Hatam Bezoveach Lahachis. Over there, the guy's mamash, a mumer lahachis against Merkulis. He's going to show what he thinks of Merkulis. He's going to bring a carbon for Merkulis. Ha! Disgusting, huh? I mean, this is something you're supposed to throw stones at, not bring a carbon to. Imagine, that's really eating up that former till it's alive.
But why would, and I need to know, why would I think that's different than any kind of Zvira for the Korban?
What do you mean? What?
My intention for the Avodah
Zarah. No, it's an act of defiance. It's an act of defiance. And my intention is defiance. So maybe it shouldn't be considered ipso facto an act of Avodah as it would be in a Korban that is Ne'avad in a fashion of Korban. That there exists a general halacha of Zvika. Rav Amnuna lost some shvarim. He was going around looking for them. And on the way, Rabbah bumps into him. Ramalai Masi Sinabas. And he points out the contradiction in the Mishnayos right here in this parasha. In this parasha. Now, our Mishnah says, someone who is Oved Avodat Kochavim, which means that he's Oved Avodat Kochavim. He did it, not that he intended to do it or said that he's going to do it. So Oved in, but Omer lo. There's a problem is that the Mishnah later says, Hanan Zan Ha Omer Avod Elech VeAvod Nelech VeAvod. If a guy says, I am going to worship, or I'm going to go and worship, or let's go and worship together, and then he will be chayav. How do you explain that? Omar Lay, so he said, well, the truth is that there's two completely different dinim, where the Mishnah says only an Oved, and not the intent of the Oved, that's where he says b'feirush, eini mikablo alai yela b'avodah. Because, after all, look, our Mishnah says already, mikablo alav b'aloha. So if it's mikablo alav b'aloha is enough, he says eliyata, that's enough. So why is the intent not itself mikablo alaloha? If I'm saying I will worship this God, then obviously you're saying, okay, I now view it as my God. So it should be the equivalent anyway of saying that this is my God. So the point, therefore, must be that he specified that although I say that I will be obeyed, it is with that act of avoda that I would then view it as my God. Okay, so there's two different things. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef, I don't understand what the problem is. But Tanoi Shakal Tamiyama, what's the problem with you guys? You're uprooting a well-known Machlokas Tanoim. Tanoi, clearly this is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya HaOmer Bohu VeAvduni, somebody comes along and says, come and worship me. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev and Rabbi Yehuda Potzer. Now, what's the Machlokas over there? Say, hey, for the Palku, if indeed people worshipped him, so for sure they would be chayiv. Kulei amalo plige, detiv lota selacha pesa. Well, that's how some rishonim learn it. Lacha pesa, to make people like you a pesa, to make a person a pesa. Ki plige, v'divure bi'alma. It must be that the argument over here is in the actual acceptance. The Rebbe Meir seems to hold. He says you're mechuyav for the response to bo'ei v'avaduni. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar Dibur Alav Mil Sehi. So that means that there's a machlokas tanoim as to whether the acceptance, it's saying, yes, indeed, let us indeed go worship, whether that's the equivalent of worship. And then, if that's the case, that could be the two Mishnayos. So the Mishnah that says Ha'oved, he holds, that Mishnah holds Dibur Alav Mil Sehi. And that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah later on that says Elech V'Avod and Elech V'Avod is going according to Rabbi Meir. Ultimately, he'll say, is it Dibur? Why are you looking for ways to insert into the Mishnah that the man made a condition that he's not going to be in the Kabbal? That's far-fetched. Then Rabbi Yosef realized he made a mistake. Hadamah Rabbi Yosef, Elech V'Avod, that was stupid. That's in Rabbi Yehuda, but he's very honest with Rabbi Yehuda. It's clear from the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that normally, and if a guy says, Elech ve'avot, he would be chayiv. Where do I see the Tanya? Rabbi Yehuda omer lo olamino chayiv ad shiyomar, ha'avot? Your Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of the Mesit, you would not be chayiv unless he responds to the Mesit by saying, okay, I'm going. Or, Elech ve'avot, Nelech, let's go together and be over. Alright, so clearly Rabbi Yehuda here is saying exactly what Rabbi Meir said in the other case, or exactly what our Mishnah says, the coming Mishnah says. Therefore, I was wrong. And the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda has to be in a different issue. They're arguing specifically in a case where a person says, come worship me. There's the Machlokas. So, b'meisit la'atzmo, and the people respond, yes indeed. That's where they're arguing. So, mar savar, Meisid Latzmo Shamila. One man, the Omar, says, well, that's a serious thing. And so therefore, says Rebbe Meir Chaim. And when he says, in, I will worship you, he's really saying something serious. In the garment like Kushtahu. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda says, Marsava Meisid Latzmo Lashamila. When somebody is trying to get people to worship him, nobody responds to that. Mema Amre, they say, Maishnu Iyu Minan Dinan. What's between him and us? I mean, if we're going to worship somebody, it might as well be me. I mean, why should we make it him? So therefore, if he's saying, sure, what he's saying is, oh God, this guy's a kook. So Indikami Akukia, like they're laughing at him. They're not seriously responding. Therefore, we don't take that Elech V'Avod seriously, that's the question. As far as the Machlokas, therefore, comes back, Rabbi Yosef, between the two Mishnayos, which I thought was the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, ooh, that was clearly wrong. I didn't like the pshat and that there was a condition, because it didn't say anything about a condition. So how then do I explain the Mishnayos, the first Mishnah we're still dealing with, which says ha'oved, which is not only the actual act, and the next Mishnah, which talks about just saying Eilech V'Avod in the response to the Macy's, how do I explain that? Ah! Kan B'Yachid HaNiset Kan B'Rabim HaNisatim. There must be a difference between a response of an individual and the response of a tzibur to a suggestion of Avodah Zorah. And the difference would be this. Yachid is Lo Mimla V'Toy Basret. Rabim Mimloch Velotoi Basra. A Yochid who makes a determination, this is Rashi's Girsa and Chat. So Yochid who makes such a determination doesn't have any checks on his reality, and therefore he will end up in having agreed. That agreement is in fact a powerful agreement, and there's no reason for us not to view it as something that will be carried through, and therefore it's now a response. We'll see from the Rabbi Yosef is going to bring a riot to this from the pasuk. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, commitment is essential. And a rabbin, because of the fact that they are going to be discussing this with each other, they don't really view this as a commitment. Now, there are other Rishonim that have the exact opposite here in approach. A mob that does something does it mindlessly. And an individual who does something does it by rethinking it. So therefore, once a mob is determined to do something, nobody can change it. And therefore, the rabbim is different in the other direction. The rabbim is considered to be a acceptance that's real. I'll show you from the pasuk that I'm right, and that there's a unique situation with Avodah Zarah that involves commitment. Because the Torah says that in response to a mesit, lo tovelo velo tishmaila. So you shouldn't respond to him, you shouldn't listen to him. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the mashmaut is that there's a new idea here of the acceptance, per se, which is a very dramatic idea. We don't usually have such a thing. Sometimes a kabbalah to do an aver, it means nothing. But over here, in terms of Avodah Zarah, we have a new concept. In other words, Rabbi Yosef, the way Tosfos learns, is that Rabbi Yosef is introducing an entirely new idea here. Rashi takes into consideration the question of lo tovel back at the beginning of the sugya. In other words, he sees the lo tovel as being similar to the concept of acceptance of aloha. Not intent, but that itself is the acceptance. Tosfos says, no. There's two completely different issues going on here. The beginning of the sugya was only interested in whether we could view this as an acceptance of an aloha. It's Rabbi Yosef who has introduced a new idea of commitment to do such a thing. And therefore, according to him, we come up with this new pshat of the difference in the level of commitment, because we're not really talking about the chiyuv of acceptance as aloha, because it's clear that's not the issue over here. The issue is, are we going to do Avodah Zarah? So lo tovev, lo tishmaylov is a new concept of commitment to worship. Esvei Abaye says, Abaye, now wait a minute, that's all based on an assumption that you're making. And that assumption is that this concept of lo tovev velo tishmaylov is unique to the yachid and not to the rabbim. Is that correct? I could prove that that's wrong. Because mishayni benisat rabbim lenisat yachid, Is there really a difference between the two cases? I mean, let's consider the difference between a Mesit and a Mediach. I mean, there is two parshas that basically are the same. One of them is called the Mesit because it's Yechidim that are involved. One of it is called a Mediach because there's an Irani Dachas involved. So there's a city. There's a Rabin that are involved. The differences between those two cases are very marked differences. And they're clear. And the Braisa tells us what the differences is. And they're only differences in terms of the Chiyuvim. So like it says, we have on the one hand, it says like this, Vatanya. Ki yesitcha chicha ben imcha. Now the truth is that pasuk, there's absolutely no reason for us to distinguish between someone who goes and is Mesit, a group of people, someone who goes and is Mesit individual. Echad yachid adisei. Echad rabim anisatin. So why do we find, therefore, two separate parshas? One of Yechidim that are Ovid Avodah Zorah, and one of the Yachid is Ovid Avodah Zorah. And in both cases, it makes it very, the Torah is very dramatic about it. And v'darashta v'chakarta, and yes, nasa t'vayvazot, and the two different parshas, one in Rei and one in Shoftim. So the Torah, therefore, was now hotzi hakatuv Yachid b'chlal Rabim, v'rabim b'chlal Yachid. But only in terms of the onesh. Yachid miklal rabim is what? We're machmir to give him skila, but we're mako on his money in that he passes on to the estate of his children. The rabim miklal yachid that we're mako al gufan, because only chayav sayev instead of skila, but we're machmir al mamonam because we bring all of the mamon and we burn everything that's in the city. So you see from here, says Abaye, that what? That it's not the this issue itself, it's the Hakel group from the Hakmer HaMamonim and vice versa, the HaMilta with the Shani. The Bryce is bringing out very powerfully, this and only this is the difference between the two parshas. But both of them begin with the same Hasata, whether it's a Yochid or a Rabbi. We don't find any distinction in the Lo Tovela, Lo Tishmaila, that you, Rabbi Yosef, are creating here out of old cloth. So therefore, your explanation of two Mishnayos is unacceptable. Ela Amar Abaye, says Abaye, the difference between the two Mishnayos is obvious, even to a simple reader. The next Mishnah, where it says Eilech Vavod, is a response to a Mesit. Our Mishnah is talking about a guy who's going to do Avodah Zarah. So it says, Ha'obei, Ha'mekabel alav ve'aloha. What's the comparison? Kan v'nisei pi'atzmo. And kan v'nisei pi'atzmo. One is that he's responding to his own Yetzirah, so to speak. So he's a nisei through his own mind. The next Mishnah is talking about where somebody else is dragging him. The difference between the two cases is that mipiatzmo mimlach, a person who's struggling with his yetzer hara, struggles. He struggles all the way down. Mipiacherim gorir basrayu. When it comes to other people, the Mesit, he's responding to a Mesit. There the Torah is saying, don't respond to the Mesit. Because indeed that once you've responded, he drags you. And in dragging you, you've already basically allowed yourself to be dragged with the original response. And therefore, there's a difference between them. Not because of Yochid and Rabbi.
Don't differentiate with Teres.
Is that?
Differentiate with Teres, that kind of idea?
Yeah.
This is the riot.
There's other elements involved there, but certainly once you get involved, you tend to...
It's in riot.
Yeah.
Does this Gemara make it more likely to change the gears of the previous Gemara? I mean, it seems to be saying that.
Well, he's getting, he brings it now even worse. So I'm Rabbi. Mino aminala, I'll prove it. Tekstiv lo tovelo velo tishmaila. The very prophet that you brought, that's the main point of the prophet. That the Torah is introducing a concept of listening, of responding. Well, why? Because there's a Mesit. So when you put yourself into the hands of a Mesit, you're doomed. That's the point. Because he's going to pull you all the way. So that's a new halacha of responsiveness to someone else, not of intent, not of commitment. That's not the point. The point is it's part of the din of Mesit. Rava Omar, Rava says, no, we don't have to make that distinction. Even in this Mishnah, we could have said that someone else is involved. And nonetheless, it would only be a Ovid. But you know what? There's two types of Mesit. There's a Macy's who suggests worshipping Avodah Zarah, and there's a Macy's who creates the relationship between you and the Avodah Zarah. The Macy's is there as a public relations front to the Avodah Zarah. And that's a whole different idea, because what he's trying to do is to build up, not the idea of Avodah, that will follow automatically, but to build up the grandeur of the Avodah Zarah in your mind. So one is talking about Hadi Amalei Kachol Kelet Kachshuta Kachmeitiva Kachmeiria. One is when he's giving you over this whole story and trying to involve you in Mother Mary, and she appears to me and she tells me, "Let it be," and you can come now. And you too can enjoy. You know, now that sounds nice. You know, and the other one is saying, "Stop. Let's go and be worship of Avodah Zarah." Go worship of Avodah Zarah, and it starts just being mad. So therefore, and I'll prove it to you. Omar Rava, I'll show you that the Parsha of Masech, the Torah, talks about the Lo Tovelo is specifically in terms of a presentation. Because look, the Torah says that this guy is presenting to you, "Let's go and be over Avodah Kachavim Me'elohei Ha'amim Asher Sevivotechem HaKrovim Elecho HaChokim." What is this? Who cares? Kovim, Rokim, what's an Afkanina? Is it the idea over here that we're talking about Avodah Zarah? So, why are you telling me whether they're near or far? Let me see whether they're near or far. What kind of stupidity is that? And if it's a star in the sky? So what's the pshat? Mali Kovim, Mali Rokim. So clearly the Pasuk is coming to tell me, "Look, buddy, you know perfectly well that all the Avodah Zarahs that you've met locally are a bunch of jackasses, right? I mean, why would anybody want to worship that kind of thing? Would you believe you saw the Mishigan going into the church? They look like a bunch of nuts. Certainly you wouldn't have dreamt of worshiping whatever they got in there." So, but this guy's coming on like, "Nah, don't look at that. I've got the real thing.
India."
So therefore it's saying, "Hakrovim are rechokim," meaning, "Min tivotan shakrovim ata lomed ma tivotan shakrovim." You can believe me, extrapolate from your local church to what's going on in India. It may sound nice. It's going to turn out to be exactly the same stupidity. So that means that the guy has made a presentation. He's trying to tell you, "Not nothing like what you think Avodah Zarah is like." It's mind-boggling. It opens you up to the universe. It gives you a real connection to the fundamental forces. You sense in that blood. You sense in that Torah. Oh, it's amazing, an experience that will never leave you. Okay, so therefore, my Rav, you see that the parsha of Mason is not stam, the suggestion, "Let's go be Ovid Avodah Zarah." That's no different, an external suggestion, an internal suggestion. But the hasata is the presentation of the Avodah Zarah. That I agree is the difference. Rav Ashi says, this is very precious. The Sefer that talks about Elef Avod is referring to Yisrael Mumer. Yisrael Mumer has no problem anyway in being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we don't view there as being a barrier between the intent and the conclusion. Mashenkin, our Mishnah is talking about a normal Yisrael. Or as Rashi puts it, which is a very insightful mamish one word, the Yisrael Gomur, as opposed to a Yisrael Mumer, which is an amazing idea. In other words, the Yisrael Mumer lacks elements of Yisrael in him. He may still have dinim of Yisrael in terms of certain things, but he's not fully Yisrael. A Yisrael Gomur, on the other hand, we wouldn't view the intent of Avodah, or the acceptance that I will be of it, as being meaningful. Ravina says, "You know, I got the simplest answer. There's no machlokas. It's a lozu avzu. One mixer talks about the actual avodah, and the other one says, 'And by the way, you think you need to actually be obeyed.' Even the commitment to say elet v'avod is enough." So Ravina, "I'm a lozu avzu katani." Yes, he can. Yes, as a matter of fact, there's even a shita that a Yisrael Mumer, his kedushin is no kedushin.
How does he become a
Mumer?
What does he do?
He's kofer, like Esav did. How did Esav become a Mumer? So Esav has certain dinim of Yisrael.
Then if he
changes his mind, that explains the whole incredible Gemara in Kiddushin, that Esav is considered to be a Yisrael Mumer. How can we call him Yisrael Mumer? Nobody has a Havamina that if a Yisrael was a Mumer, it could be Makadosh Aisha, and the Kiddushin is Kiddushin, that a Goy who comes from Esav should be able to be Makadosh woman is Kiddushin to be Kiddushin. Because he's really Yisrael, he's a Yisrael Mumer.
If he changes his mind...
One minute, let me finish the thought, because I'm giving you a solution in the context. So the point over here that Rashi is making between Mumer and Yisrael Gomer allows for shadings of Mumer. Because the whole point of how much of Yisrael is left in you. So it turns out the Machlokas, which is a Machlokas we've shown him, as to whether a Mumer can lose his ability to be Mekadesh HaSayisha, which is brought by Halacha. We don't pass in that way. There are many very serious shitas that hold that. So if that's the case, then it isn't a question of black and white. Yisrael is a Yisrael is a Yisrael. And you can never get rid of it, which is the way we're used to thinking, because of that psak. But what you see from here is that psak itself is not a black and white issue. There exists shadings in your Yisrael status. So that it's possible at a very fundamental level, at a primal stage in the development of Yisrael, to opt out enough to lose your dinim of being able to be Mekadesh HaSayisha and so on and so forth, or to be included in OT, Beinu, Ben Bnei, and so on, right? Which even Lamaisa in us makes an afkamina, Mumer, Dutch, Bris, Mila. You can have to get somebody else, you make it Don Bris, and so on, right? So as there are nafkaminas, that is, somebody who isn't makabel on himself doesn't have a din of Yisrael Gomer in many issues. So okay, so we could say there's even a level of Yisrael Mumer in terms of Ace of Arasha that has elements of Yisrael still in him. When it comes to the din of Yichus, for instance, the Gemara says he can't derive din of Yichus. Yeah, Ace of has Yichus because he's Jewish. How about a normal guy? And a normal guy has a Yichus of Avus.
Can you use him as a Shabbos guy?
No, you could use him as a Shabbos guy because that's one of the furthermost things. That's O.C. Bini, that he was never shayach to.
So even though he's Yisrael,
who
the person who?
Oh, this person over here.
No, I'm saying what?
No, he's talking about Esav. Could you ask Esav to be a Shabbos guy?
He's not over.
He's older.
Over.
Esav. Esav wouldn't be over because he wasn't.
Because he chose, he opted out.
Well, he never was Makabel Shabbos. He wouldn't get to that. He didn't get to that stage. I'm saying you can opt out on that early stage. He wasn't Makabel Shabbos. It's no kasha. We're going to lose Sabbat Josh. We can't do this. Let's continue. There's a very important Machlokas coming up, which he won't want to miss. And this is why we have to start early this morning. Itzmat, ha'oved avodat kochavim, mi'ahava u'mi'ir'ah. Suppose somebody worships Avodah Zarah out of love or fear. Now the pot... So the pashtus of this sugya is love or fear of a human being. In other words, you don't really believe in the Avodah Zarah. You're doing this out of respect for your wife who worships Avodah Zarah. Or out of fear of your wife who worships Avodah Zarah.
That should have been first.
However, the Rambam learns that the question over here is that you're oved out of love of the Avodah Zarah or fear of the Avodah Zarah, not of the people. Right. So Abaye Amar Chayav, Rav Amar Patur. Abaye says you'd be Chayav in that case because it's the as we've been assuming all along. It's the act as defined. I mean, otherwise, Lachora, you'd have to say that wherever somebody is forcing you into doing Avodah Zarah, you should be allowed to do it because it's not an act of Avodah Zarah anyway. If you're going to tell me that it's Patur, so then what's the big deal of Hannah and her seven sons and so on and so forth? I mean, you know, yeah, you want me to pick up the coin in front of this dumb getchka? I mean, what's the difference? What do I care? You know, be happy to pick up the coin for you. Can I keep a tip? I mean, what, you know?
Because the fear of the...
Because I have no intent of worshiping him, but it's all right. You're telling me that it's potter. I mean, Satosis indeed asks. It says, Rav Amar Potter. So how can Rav explain the fact that there's a Yarag Vayavar on something I'm potter to do? So says Tosis, that's not a kasha. You may be chayav to be moser nefesh in terms of the Kiddush Hashem, but lamaisa, if you would do it anyway, you would have been a potter, for because it's not an act of Avodah Zarah. I mean, Tosfos actually, no, I don't want to get into this, that's fine. So that's how we have to learn it. He does have a problem of because he has another approach. And he wants to say that maybe the Yarad Yavar is only said in cases where it's a normal Avodah Kufah. If somebody is scaring you into, that's not what the case is. The case in the Gemara is where the nature of the Avodah is because of fear, says Tosfos. In other words, say you have Haman. Nobody believes in Haman, but everybody's going to answer that they believe in Haman because they don't want their head cut off. So therefore, it should be all right to worship him according to Rava, because after all, so he makes himself a getchka and he happens to be powerful. So everybody's smirking, but they're worshiping, so to speak. Why then, if Tosfos, did Mordechai not bow down to Haman then? So either because this finally squares the two midrashim, either because he had Salamim engraved on his begotten, which is the other midrash, as opposed to the Osat Moloa. So those things were in fact things that were normally Nevah. So there was no Heter being Oved Mi'ava Mi'ira. Or that it was his choice with the Mishra Satin, like Papas Philolianus, and that you have a right to make a point of things if you want. No, it makes no difference when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So.
But Haman never pretended that he was God or something like that.
Yeah, he did. It's part of his status. Okay, so that would be the difference. So Abaye says, Chayav, look, he went through the act of worship, and that's the whole idea of Avodah Zarah. Something to do with what's in your heart. Rova Amar Patur. It does indeed, because you have Kabbalah be'aloha. Ikib lo elei be'aloha in ilolo. There's only Avodah Zarah if your vision of it is allowing you to worship. Now, the Rambam is absolutely astounded. The Raiva points out it. This is crazy. If you love the Avodah Zarah, that's the equivalent of Avodah Mi'ava Makadosh Baruch Hu. That would be the ultimate Avodah Zarah, right? Mm-hmm. Or you fear the Avodah Zarah, the ultimate of Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, it's not a kasha at all. Is it somebody who's madly in love with Venice, or Africa, some beautiful piece of art, or whatever it is. So the act of worship is not worship of an Avodah Zarah. It's the worship of beauty itself. But the worship of beauty is just an expression of God. And so the Mela has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It happens to be embedded in this Avodah Zarah. The same thing would be true of fear. In other words, if you believe that something has the power to affect you, and what you're doing is that which allows you to escape it, it's no different than running away from any force in the world. You know, it's like saying if people worshipped a volcano, and the volcano erupts and you run, so you're being over the Avodah Zarah because everybody worships this volcano. I mean, I don't want to get burned, that's all. I couldn't care less where it's coming from. I'm just getting out of the way. So it's the same thing over here. What I'm doing is a reaction to a thing, not to an Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? What's the tzata b'chayav? This is a tavoda. If tavoda is that whenever you pass by the mountain, you put something over your head so that it shouldn't hurt you, even when it's dormant. So you're doing the avoda. So that's what he's saying. A whole process of it. That's the avoda. Sorry? Right. Well, that would be, you mean he worships Stalin? No, that's not called worship. It would need to be an act of worship. It would need to be an actual act of worship. But anyway, but this idea of something that is imbued in something else is not the person, or it's not the thing. It's the beauty that's in this thing. That's the point the Rambam is making. That's not what is occurring, and that's how he passes. Yomar Abai, Minoa Minala, I can prove to you that you'd be chayav anyway. Titzan ha'oved avodat kochavim, and then it says, echad ha'oved, and then it goes through everything else. What do you mean, echad ha'oved? And then you're saying a whole list of the things that you do as avodah, zoveach, makin, nasach, and so on. So what was the echad ha'oved? And we answered this, of course. We said the echad ha'oved is oved kedarka. Okay, but Abai doesn't like that answer. So he's saying when it says echad ha'oved, it must mean, echad ha'oved mi'av or mi'ira, or you do the avodah. Says Rabbi, why? No, it doesn't mean that. It means Kinematarit Rabbi Yirmiyah, like we said. One is referring to Avodah Kedarka, one is referring to universal Avodahs. Rabbi, okay, I'll prove to you that that's not the case. We know, you know, Tanya. Lo tishtachave lahem. Now, we darshan lahem iyata mishtachave. You cannot bow down to the sun, the moon, the stars. But you can bow down to a human being. Atam mishtachave adam kimotcha. You can bow down to a human being. So, you might think, if I can bow down to a human being, so why could I not bow down to a human being whom others worship? And this is what the Brisa says, which is exactly what I'm saying. Yochol apilu ne'evad te'aman. You might think even if this human being is worshipped, you can bow down to him and say, I bow down to him only because I'm afraid. Like Haman. And after all, I mean, Haman himself, as we'll see in a moment, was only an Avodas Chachamim Meira. Talmud lomar v'lo tovdeim. Therefore it says, even after, lo tishtachave lahem, but lo tovdeim, even those that were excluded from the land. So you see, now Haman Meira habi nevad. I mean, why did people worship Haman? Because they were afraid. Again, according to Rambam, afraid of Haman, according to the other Rishonim, afraid of the people that would hurt them for not bowing onto Haman. The Rava says, come on, that example of Haman doesn't mean the exact circumstances of Haman. It means Haman, I mean, we're trying to bring an example of a human being who was looked at as a god. We're not bringing a specific historical example. Haman, but lo Haman exactly. I mean, Haman in the sense, the iu gufi avodat kochavim, but not like the case of worshipping Haman. Well, over there, Haman was miyira. The case over here is haka lab miyira. But I'll bring another raya. Says okay. Rabbi, I don't like this raya. Om Rabbi Mino Aminolo. Titania. Kohen Mashiach va'avodat kochavim. If the I didn't realize we're that over time. All right, why don't we continue this then tomorrow? I apologize for taking so much time.
Tomorrow and the next day, we're collecting the rent for this room.